Hello and welcome. I am Dr. Lara May, a clinical pharmacist specializing in functional medicine, as well as a certified yoga teacher and Reiki master. I run a truly integrative health coaching practice, encompassing functional medicine lab testing, yoga and meditation, and a sprinkling of Reiki energy medicine. Join me here on Light Body Radio to break through your health plateau and come into alignment with your natural vitality. Hello and welcome to Light Body Radio. I am your host, Dr. Lara May. And today on Wellness Illuminated, we are continuing our journey through the model, the framework that I use with my clients to help them achieve their goals and create the life of their dreams, overcoming obstacles, and learning how our mind works and that effect on our lives and the control and the power that we have. And so over the last few episodes of Wellness Illuminated, I've been taking you through aspects of the model, which is a framework that I have been trained in and I'm certified in. And so I use it in my coaching practice and I teach it. And so within the model, just to review, we have our circumstance that we have a thought about. Our thoughts create our feelings. Those feelings create our actions, and those actions create the result in our life. And so we've reviewed the circumstances, we've reviewed how thoughts really create our lives, and so today we're going to actually go over feelings and emotions. So within the context of feelings and emotions, most of us probably think that feelings or emotions are something that happened to us or something that we don't have any control over. But as we know from our last episode, it's actually our thoughts that create our feelings. So that in and of itself is super powerful. So if we know that every thought we think has a subsequent feeling to it, and we know that we can become aware of and not only pick our thoughts, but decide what thoughts to think, then the one should reason that we should be able to also then be able to decide how we feel about certain circumstances because of what we're thinking about it. And so every single thing that we do in our lives is because how we think it will make us feel in the having of it. So if we think that we're going to feel better by having a sports car or by having a job, a certain job or career, or maybe even by having no job, being, you know, like a travel nomad, that our thoughts about that might make us think that, oh, like we hate our job. So every single thing in that we don't do in our lives is also because of how we think and how we think it'll make us feel. So I want you to take a moment to seriously think about every decision we make, every dream we achieve or let go of, and every relationship we nurture or even sabotage is based on how we want to feel. So as humans, we're very much driven, biologically and chemically speaking, by dopamine, which is the feel-good chemical. And so if you think about, like, why do we eat? Well, for nourishment, first of all, but beyond that, to feel good. Eating, especially certain foods, definitely releases dopamine. Alcohol, chocolate, carbs, all of these things release dopamine in our brains that help make us feel good or in our bodies, in our brain. And so it's the same with what we think we need or want in our lives. We think we need or want something in our life because we think it'll make us feel good. So feelings are really our directive. They are, as Abraham Hicks might say, our emotional, they refer to our feelings as our emotional guidance system. And so if you're leaning towards something that feels good, they say, keep doing that. And if there's something happening in your life that doesn't make you feel good, then stop doing that. I mean, it seems so straightforward and so simple, but yet our feelings can really wreak havoc on our lives, especially if we are letting them run us instead of us choosing the thoughts and then also subsequently choosing the feelings. So we naturally avoid any negative emotion because of how it feels. We naturally move towards positive emotion because of how it feels. So we become humans searching out feelings with no real understanding of how they work until you stumble across a podcast like this, or a teacher like the one I found, or a book or something that really sort of opens your eyes and opens the doors of this awareness. So we're definitely a species of over pleasure. We like to overindulge in food, drink, drugs, sex, shopping, Netflix, anything that can distract us from anything that negative that might be going on in our lives. So we become pleasure and dopamine junkies, really, just chasing that next dopamine hit. So a lot of times this can also factor into limiting us and stagnating us in our full potential because we're so caught up in this cycle. A lot of times too, if it gets to be really intense or even addictive, then it can be like super, super high, followed by super, super lows. So just to review, so we're all on the same page, that feelings are a result of our thoughts. And because they're a result of our thoughts, we have power over them. We have the power to choose. We have the power to decide. So now let's talk about the balance, though, between the two, a positive and emotion. Because, you know, as humans living on this planet, there is unfortunately absolutely no way that we can be in 100% bliss 100% of the time. It's just not possible, but that's okay, because without having that contrast of positive, negative, black, white, gray, light, dark, then we really wouldn't be able to appreciate the positive, the love, the excitement, the joy, those dopamine highs, if we didn't have the contrast of the two. So I want to also say that too, that this is in no way me trying to say we need to be positive all the time and completely discounting any negative thought or any negative feelings. In fact, negative thought and negative feelings are a powerful teaching tool, and I think they're absolutely necessary for us growing as human beings in these lives. And so the trick is, though, is to be able, instead of getting wrapped up and bogged down and drugged down when we're in, whatever we construe or we want to label as negative or low vibing, that we can sort of step out of the milieu, the swirling, and really self-examine and start to become aware and get curious about what's happening. What is your circumstance? What are your thoughts about it? What feelings are you having? And then what are you doing, and what result is that creating for you? And then stepping back and say, okay, well, either looking at it from the perspective of this is the result I want, or in the context of this episode, how do I want to feel about it? Because I think that's a really important and powerful question. Maybe it's a situation that you don't necessarily want to feel good about. Like maybe someone in your life passed away, or maybe you're going through a transition period, a new job, something has ended, something new is beginning, or, something has ended and you don't know what's coming next. And so, giving yourself that space and that grace and that honor to allow yourself to be in the, not ecstasy and the not bliss of things is okay. Because again, it allows us to really go inside, to do that shadow work, to maybe say, okay, am I being triggered? How am I being triggered? When was the last time I felt this? knowing that you're in a safe space now, and really examining maybe how you could react differently. And so, and then of course, working the model backwards and saying, okay, well, if I wanted to feel this instead, what would I have to be thinking in order to create this feeling and in order to bring this feeling forward for myself? So there is this cycle of think, feel, act, think, feel, act, think, feel, act. And it's our automatic cycle, but we need to get to a point to where we can sort of step back and look at it from the bird's eye view and sort of be the, as I like to say, the objective detective and, step out of the cycle to be able to observe it. The other thing is we need to take responsibility. So one of the other things I teach that I've learned is radical responsibility, taking responsibility for your side of the street, for your contribution to what's happening, to what's unfolding in your life, in your relationships, in your career, even in just your relationship with yourself. How are you showing up? How are you not showing up? How are you stopping yourself from fulfilling your full potential because of your feelings and or because of your thoughts? What are you thinking that's stopping you from moving forward? What are you thinking that's stopping you from stepping into that most powerful version of you? What are you thinking that is stopping you from making bold choices, being brave, stepping into something that might be uncomfortable but could be super powerful and an amazing new aspect of your life? So really, again, taking that responsibility and understanding that you have 100% control of your life. Now, there's a lot that we don't have control over in these lives. We don't have control over how other people act. We don't have control over how other people react. We don't have control over politics. We don't have control over world wars, but we do have control over our thoughts, our feelings, our actions, and our results. So, this can be very empowering if you let it, if you really start to allow and celebrate the full potential of even just this, the simple little thing called the model and the emotions. And so, another aspect of this is emotional awareness. And this involves becoming mindful of your emotions and understanding the thoughts that trigger them. So we've kind of talked about this already, but by developing this emotional awareness, you gain insight into your patterns, and then you get to start making conscious choices about how to respond instead of just reacting, sort of like when you're triggered, you just react. You're able to, when we do this work on a regular basis, you're able to examine situations, examine your reactions, examine your triggers in a more thoughtful, insightful way to uncover your patterns and uncover your tendencies to then say, well, I really don't like how I feel when I act this way, or when I'm triggered and then I react this way. I really don't like how I feel afterwards. I don't like how I show up in that situation. Great, you have the power to change it. It's just a matter of bringing that awareness, so that emotional awareness that can also then trickle and factor into your awareness of your actions, and then obviously the full awareness of the full result. So the last piece of this that I want to just bring forward briefly is the process of emotion. So processing emotions. So rather than suppress or avoid, negative or difficult emotions or things that don't feel good, we encourage, I say we, like those of us within the framework of the Life Coach School and those that have been certified in the process that I'm teaching, really we encourage you to process your emotions and understand them. So that means allowing yourself to feel them. And that doesn't mean like lashing out at people or getting violent, but it does include you being aware of your emotions and just allowing yourself to be in the space of that emotion. Like for me, it really requires me to step away from something and be by myself so I can allow myself to be, allow that emotion to wash over me, allow it to pass through me, and then dissipate. Because just like with anything else, an emotion is just an energetic imprint and it's never permanent. And so if we allow it to move through us and wash over us and leave our energetic field, then it also allows us to process it. And so we start to understand ourselves at a deeper level. We allow ourselves to fully experience the full spectrum of the emotion instead of like, you know, a lot of times with anger, you know, you feel that like that rush and that heat. That's when they say like in the heat of the emotion. But then a lot of times our conscious mind stops, you know, steps in and says, stop. And we push it down or we cover it up or we distract ourselves and move on quickly so that we don't go through the full spectrum of feeling that feeling. And then therefore we're not processing and really we just end up suppressing and avoiding. And then when the next time we're triggered, sometimes that anger comes back even stronger with more energy. So it's really important for us to be able to process our emotions so that we get to choose. When we get into the habit of processing them, then we also get into the habit of evaluating and observing ourselves through them. And so then that also creates a space for us to choose how we act when we feel that emotion. Instead of being in that unconscious reactivity, then we start to come into a space of conscious action and conscious choice. So I just want to wrap up today by saying that feelings are not something that happen to us, but rather something that we create with our thoughts. And by taking responsibility for our thoughts and emotions, we develop emotional awareness and we get to consciously choose our responses. And by this, we get to cultivate greater emotional well-being and personal growth. Again, like creating the life of our dreams, understanding ourselves at a deeper level, and really moving through these lives with power and grace and awareness, and then love and compassion. Because we all know that none of us are perfect and that we all know that, you know, we all go through stuff and we all need support and help and we're all human. So we all have these emotions and, you know, so isn't that actually like a really nice common denominator? It sort of equalizes everything and everybody out. Like, none of us get out of this without having both positive and negative emotions. So I hope this helped you today. If you are interested in starting to understand on a deeper level your emotions or creating better results in your life, then definitely reach out to me for a free clarity call. You can do that at drlaramie.com/contact, or just go over to my website and click on that contact me and shoot me a message and we can set up a free 20-minute clarity call to talk about your goals, to talk about what you're wanting to create in your life and the steps that we can take to get there. So thank you so much, everybody. I will catch you on the next episode and I appreciate all of your presence and your awareness and your beauty. Thanks. Bye, guys.